This is Jim Winger with the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Phillipsburg, Kansas. Neil Hobson, the manager here at Trinity Ag. And Neil, what's going on with the harvest around here?
Well, harvest pushed right along. We started about a week early on the June 21st. And we had a lot of rain delays here as of late. Otherwise, we'd be pretty well wrapped up, I'm thinking. The test weights and moistures and everything has just kind of been on a roller coaster. Have seen a lot of different production issues this year, even though we've had fairly good weather, moisture and temperature wise. Yields have been decent.
What range have you seen yields about?
Well, we've had guys say anywhere from 35 to 75.
So that's quite a range, probably depending on a lot of other outside factors.
We had some disease this year that's affected yields. The rain we had this spring was pretty spotty. Some areas would have a lot more than others. So just depending on where the fields are located, guys plant the same variety, have amazing yield differences. Also, the cropping practices, whether it was summer follow or continuous, no-till, tilled, has made a big difference as well.
Is it pretty dry around here?
Not anymore. We had a fairly wet spring. It started out dry, and then we picked up a lot of good moisture coming in, and then looked like we were going to have a decent window for harvest, and here would be this week, Saturday night, going into Sunday, and we've pretty much just had shower after shower after that, so.
But not big showers?
No, but they've added up. I think most people have had at least an inch and a half since Sunday.
Well, that's good for the fall crops.
Oh, yes. Then they're coming on pretty hard. Everything looks really good right now.
Probably just need another week or so to get into the wheat and finish up.
Yeah, and looking at the forecast going forward, it'll probably be next week before we get any significant harvesting going on.
Has the moisture level been pretty high around here as far as the wheat's concerned?
When we got started, we had a few guys finding some green spots yet, but it was mostly in the 9s and 10s, and it stayed that way through the majority of the harvest. We had one evening it come through and showered, and the next afternoon when guys started again, it brought their moisture back up into the 12s and 13s, but that was the most of...
And what about test weights? I'm sure the weather's been affecting that too.
Yeah, definitely the drier areas that didn't yield as well, their test weights were a little on the lower side, 58, 59. We've seen 63. Had some good moisture in those areas, good-looking wheat. Going forward, I don't know how much this rain will affect the overall test weights, if it'll bring them down significantly or not.
How long do you anticipate it's going to be before you can get the harvest done if you have some decent weather?
Let's say if we get 5 good days worth of cutting, we'll have pretty well everyone wrapped up.
Well, thank you, Neil. I've been visiting with Neil Hobson in Phillipsburg at Trinity Ag. This is Jim Winger.